Hello and welcome to Teachers Talking Tech. I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
And today we are going to be talking about Google Expeditions. And the reason why we chose this app as the first virtual reality app to share is because it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Super easy to use, super easy to follow along on. And really, that's the
free.
Big thing. And free, yeah.
Free.
That's a big one.
You know, if you're getting into something that you're not really sure how it's going to work in your classroom or whatever,
yeah.
Free is always better.
It is, for sure, mm-hmm. for sure. And you know what? Most people are not getting into virtual reality because they don't know how to break that ice. They don't know how to get into it. And they think they need a bunch of fancy equipment,
mm-hmm.
right? Oh, do I have to have the headsets? Do I have to have phones? Do I need a certain type of device
right.
to do it? And really, you don't. If you have either iPads, tablets, Android phones, iPhones, iPod Touch.
iPods, right.
Yeah, if you have anything like that in your classroom, you are ready to go. So you, the first step basically is to get this app, you're either going to go to the Google Play Store or the App Store, the mm-hmm. iOS App Store, and download Google Expeditions. After you download it, all the devices that are going to be following along with you also need it. So this is not web-based as far as I know.
Right.
I've never seen this on the web. So to follow along with you, your students will also need this app. Okay. So after you download the app, you are going to go ahead as a teacher, and you're going to log in. And to just your Gmail, Google password, whatever, that kind of thing. And you are going to look for an expedition that you want to lead.
Mm-hmm.
So you can either search for expeditions, like, hey, you know what I really want to take my kids to is the space station or coral reef or landmarks,
mm-hmm.
whatever. So you find that. Or you can go through, they have like featured VR experiences mm-hmm. right on their kind of landing page. So you can go through and see some of the ones that they're featuring for that
Probably
day.
A great place to start because you know they're solid VR experiences. It'd be a great way for the kids to learn how to use it.
Yeah, the first couple times I did this, it wasn't part of a lesson. I was just like, hey guys, let's explore this together.
Right.
And once the kids got into it, all I have to say is Google Expedition and they are like fired up. Let's say I pick one on coral reefs. So the first thing I'll do is I find that expedition. And then as I tap it, it'll download that expedition onto my device.
Okay.
All right? Doesn't need to download anybody else's, just mine. Then I go ahead and say, I'm going to lead an expedition. It'll open that expedition, and then now it's my kid's turn, right? So let's say you're the student. You open Google Expedition, and if you're on the same Wi-Fi as me, then it will automatically show my expedition
mm-hmm.
and say, you know, Eric Robinson has started an expedition. Do you want to join? You hit join. And you're in.
No logins, no passwords, nothing.
Yeah.
Just click and go.
How easy is that?
That's great for second graders.
Yep, yep. And so they jump right in.
Any kid for that matter.
Yeah, exactly. Easier is better. So now that they've joined you, you are leading this expedition. So let's go back to this example of I chose a coral reef, uh-huh. right? So within that coral reef expedition, there may be anywhere from 2 to 8 different scenes in there, and each scene will be a different 360 camera, right? So one might be of a shipwreck, and then there's some sharks. Another one might be a totally different scene where there's like stingrays and seahorses.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So let's say I pick that first one. When I press play, automatically all the people who are following my expedition will see that scene pop up on their iPad. They don't choose it. They don't do anything. It's basically mm-hmm. you are leading this. Okay. Now let's say we want to take it a step further, right? So on my teacher iPad, I see something different than my kids. On my teacher iPad, it shows me facts and different things I can point out in that scene. So it might say, hey, there's pufferfish. And then it'll say a fact about those pufferfish. So when I tap on that on your iPad,
mm-hmm.
it's going to give you an arrow.
Right.
And then you turn and follow that arrow until you see the bullseye. And now you're looking at the pufferfish.
So as the student, I get an arrow that says, hey, look left. And I turn myself, my body left. And there's the pufferfish, what you're trying to get me to look at.
Exactly.
And what I really like about the facts on the teacher device is you're not scrambling. As teachers, especially if you're kind of doing this on the fly, you're not scrambling trying to teach while you're showing because it gives you all the information you need right there.
You can actually even see as the teacher, you can see on your device where your kids are looking. It shows like where your kids' eyes are on the screen.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy. Really, really cool. Now, when I move on to the next scene, it automatically will move what my kids are viewing to that scene too, okay? So let's talk about the kids a little more. Like, what are they doing mm-hmm. during this? So your kids, if they have a tablet or even a phone for that matter, They are either moving around just like they would in a 360 environment, looking up, looking down, moving around. Google Expeditions will travel with them. Mm-hmm. So as they look right, then their view will look right as well.
Okay.
They can also use fingers, so they can swipe, pinch, to zoom, and all those type of things that you can do on images, which is really cool too. Mm-hmm. So then the next part of this would be, if you had a phone, you could also do Google Cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who are not too familiar with Google Cardboard, you know, you can get them for as little as $6 on Amazon. And it just looks like, a cardboard
headset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you slide your phone or iPod into it, and then you put them over your eyes. You know, like a ViewMaster.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get really fancy ones. You can get really cheap ones and everywhere in between. In fact, I've seen whole kits at Best Buy. Now, they're like $4,000.
Right.
But you can go and you can buy a whole set that has everything you'd ever need for your classroom, but you will be paying a lot of money. You don't have to do that.
No.
You really don't. My kids, just with their iPads looking around, were like enthralled. They thought it was the best thing ever. They loved it. The next thing is I love, again, that you are in control of this. When you are done, you don't have to say, everybody hit your home buttons or everybody stop and kids keep going. Once you pause the expedition, it just turns off and it's done. So there's no more to do than that.
You know what I like about it is like it gives you the opportunity to take your kids to places that we can't really take them to.
Yes.
And, you know, we've had these experiences before, Google Earth, for example. But like you said, when you're done, the kids are off the device. It's turned off. I have my kids on Google Earth, and we're trying to go to look at whatever, and they're putting in their home addresses, and they're, you know, they're trying to find their friend's house, and they're not listening to a word I'm saying, what we're talking about.
Yeah.
They're not experiencing what I'm attempting to share with them, and they're just not using it correctly. And this kind of, you know, locks them into a certain image and a certain set of things that you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a nice mix of freedom. They get to look around where they want to,
right?
But you are still the leader.
Yes.
And that's really a nice mix that I think for me, it really helped my kids feel like they were in their own environment, but really I'm still the one.
You're still controlling
it. Yeah, that's controlling it. Mm-hmm. So again, Google Expeditions, really great way to jump into VR. In fact, I bet you your first time through it, you will be surprised how easy it is.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, and I mean, we have really old iPads. We had no problems with it keeping up.
Really old iPads.
They are.
Really old iPads.
Yeah, they kept up just fine. So even if you have some older devices, they aren't too bad. And even if you don't have one-to-one, you can still, like Mike said, you can show it on the board.
Right. If you just have a single device, you could put it up on your with your projector or whatever, and so the kids can still experience it. And you can be turning left and right. They'll see it turn on the board. So
yeah, exactly.
You could do it with a single device, but it's way more powerful with multiple devices.
It is. Very cool. So good luck with VR in your classroom. If you have any tips or tricks that we didn't talk about, we'd love to hear about it. You can contact us on our Facebook page, which is Teachers Talkin' Tech. You can email us at teacherstalkintech@gmail.com. Our Twitter is
@TeachSomeTech.
That's right. So you can follow us on Twitter.
Please
do. Yeah, please do. And there is also a YouTube channel where I try to post as many tutorials as I can. All right. This has been Eric Robinson.
And I'm Mike Brown.
And we'll talk at you soon. See ya.